Hi, my name is Lynn Bushell and I'm the creative director of the Chocolat Festival Wairarapa 2015.
Woo! Everybody in the world likes chocolate. We love it. Oh, it makes you happy. Yeah, it gets you sexy. It makes you fat. But we don't care about that. Now come on.
I went to Hawaii on a conference, and while I was there they had a chocolate festival there. Just the whole island, it was on the big island, and just everybody was involved in it for a whole week. It was schools and the entire community, and they had a whole heap of different shows and things, and I thought, wow, this is just amazing. I came back and thought I'd love to be able to have the opportunity to do something like that. And then about 18 months ago I joined the Carterton Rotary Club. And they were looking for an opportunity to create an event to fundraise for the community, for disadvantaged in the community. And I put my hand up and said, what about a chocolate festival? And those very brave souls said, yes, let's do it. And that's how it started. Yeah, we bring it all together for the whole community between the 26th and the 28th. So on the 26th at the Carterton Events Centre, there's a cocktail launch, and that's really a lot of our sponsors will be there, and it's just a little opportunity to get the little black dress on and have a few bubbles, so a lot of fun. On the 27th in the afternoon, we have an event for those 65 plus, so in other words, you've got to have your gold card and a gold coin donation to enter into this one, and that'll be an afternoon emceed by Rick Long. And we're going to be doing all kinds of things. There'll be chocolate fishing and chocolate bingo and, oh, just other activities. We'll also have an afternoon tea as part of the entry fee. People do need to go online and register because we do need to cater for it. So if they can go online to Event Finder or our website, www.chocolat.org.nz. Then on the evening of that, we have a sold-out event. That is the WBS. We're very, very grateful to them for supporting us on this one. And that's the degustation dinner. And that will be a 7-course dinner being prepared by top chefs in the area. We've got an amuse-bouche, which has been done by the UCOL. Then we have Ant North Catering. He's a Michelin-trained chef. We'll be doing an entree. We have Travis from Bar Salute in Greytown. They'll be doing the main course. The dessert is being done by the 10 o'clock cookie company. It's one of their beautiful patisseries. And then we have cheese board from local cheesemakers, and finishing with shock chocolate and tea coffee. And of course things will be matched with wines and beverages by the chefs as well. On the Saturday is the public expo in the main auditorium of the event centre. And we've got about 23 at last count, I think it was, stalls with either chocolatiers, like we've got Choc coming, we've got La Petite Chocolat from Hawke's Bay coming in, and she does the most amazing little chocolate Easter bunny eggs, and I'm hoping Choc will bring their lovely Easter bunnies. We saw some of those and put them up on Facebook the other day. And we've got Trade Aid coming. We're going to have chocolate milk there. We're going to have chocolate Easter buns there. There will be patisserie there. Look, there's just going to be so much, and everything is allied with chocolate in some way. Then the other event which is on, which is a free event, and it's a family event, and that's the Why Art Amazing Easter Bunny Trail.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. The Candyman can.
Why Art have very kindly painted us 8 beautiful bunnies, which we will be placing on a trail around Carterton. And the children, as long as they must be accompanied by someone 13 years or older to come, but they can then follow the trail around, and as they get to each one, they get a little stamp. When they get back, Whitakers have very kindly given us some little prizes that we can give to the children for doing that. Again, registration, please. No charge for doing it if you do it online at our website or event finder, but we do not want to have little sad faces at the end because we don't have enough prizes. So as my last count, I think there were only about 20 places available on that one. And then when we finished all that at the end of the day, we then pack everything down in the auditorium and then we set it all up for the Chocolat Fashion Show, which is going to have local businesses that are entering into the competition as well, as we have people from the community entering too.
The candy man can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. And the world tastes good, 'cause the candy man thinks it should.
Chocolate is such an emotive food. If we think about chocolate, is normally associated with good memories. It's when we give somebody something because we love them. It's we say thank you to people with chocolate. Perhaps if we want to reward ourselves for something, we eat chocolate. And so it has a very emotive link to it. We've just been blown away by the generosity of the people in Wairarapa, particularly the businesses who've got behind us with this one and given us so much in kind. Without their support, this festival just wouldn't go ahead. And we really want to make sure that everybody knows how much we appreciate that as well.
Woo! Everybody in the world likes chocolate. Mmm, we love it. Oh, it makes you happy. Yeah, it gets you sexy. It makes you fat. But we don't care about that. Now come on.
Go to our website, www.chocolart.org.nz. Or they can go to Event Finder, or we have a Facebook page. If they just go online and search for Chocolat Festival Facebook, it will come up, and you can actually book now straight through to Event Finder from our Facebook page. So if they look at the top banner at the top, they'll see a little book now button. You click that, it'll take you directly to Event Finder to book tickets. And of course, the whole thing about this whole festival, it is actually a fundraising event by the Carterton Rotary Club for the community, and we'd really like people to consider supporting that. We're getting to the end of the festival season here in the Wairarapa, and it's a great way to close it out, a sweet way to close it out. And of course, if you're a chocolate lover, well, you just have to be there.
All the girls for candy, candy, all the boys get ready, ready. Ooh, everybody want a chocolate. Choco, choco, clap, clap. Choco, choco, clap, clap. Everybody say a chocolate.
Here we go.
Choco, choco, clap, clap. Choco, choco, clap.